speak of, isn't it a darn shame? All the sweet old American summer atmosphere which the boys are missing now. Just imagine sitting out on the old back porch in a sweet old rocking chair and listening to the birds at twilight. Instead of that, the boys are over there in the hot, sunny desert, longing for home, or for what? Fighting for our friends. Well, 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 since when are the British our friends? Now, girls, come on, be honest. As one American to another, do you love the British? Well, of course the answer is no. Do the British love us? Well, I should say not. But we're fighting for them. We're shedding our good young blood for this kike war, for this British war. Oh, girls, why don't you wake up? I mean, after all, the women can do something, can't they? So I will try to realize where the situation is leading us to. Because it is the downfall of civilization if it goes on like that. After all, let the British get out of their own mess, girls. And let God save the king. If he's worthy of it, I'm sure God can. At least there's no reason for we Americans to get mixed up in little messes. Don't you agree with me? Well, girls, I'm sorry, but the time is really nearly up now. And just in closing, girls, I'd like to ask you one question on the level, straight from the shoulder. If your child behaves badly, do you agree with his misbehavior? Do you say to yourself, my child, right or wrong, I don't care what he does? No, you don't. You try to correct that child. You try to make him a better citizen. Well, and what is a country? A country is only made up of people, after all. Do you say, my country, right or wrong? No, girl. That's false sentimentality. And I do not say my country, right or wrong. I love America. But I do not love Roosevelt and all of his kite boyfriends who have thrown us into this awful turmoil. And I'll stick to my guns as long as I can fire them, girl. So you've not heard the last of me. And I'm sure that you won't switch off your radio because you will want to hear more of what Berlin is saying through the medium of an American girl. And do you remember when you were a little girl, perhaps, and your father gave you a beating? Well, I mean, it did happen sometimes, didn't it? But not so very hard. And then father said to you, this hurts me more than it does you. Well, I remember father saying that to me once. And I looked up into his eyes when he said, this hurts me more than it does you. And I thought he was an awful person, but Daddy only did it for my good. And girls, that's why I'm making life much harder for me than I need to make it by staying over here in Berlin and trying to give you the truth straight from my heart. Girls, watch out. Become America conscious. Don't forget the beautiful things we have at home, which are now in danger of being jeopardized by the Jewish and the British. Good night, girls.